What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions
are... Sorry, I just running a little late there, Mr. Eric.
Papaloo?
Long story, but I gotta step in and GM a Guilds and Goblins adventure for ZZ.
Wait, what?
Hey, Zach. Yeah, I'm sort of wondering the same thing.
And where is ZZ?
Oh, Scully the Squid, you're here too. Looks like we're just missing...
Yeah, it's me, Lola Rabbit. I was right on time, but then I decided to take a little nap. And now I'm ready to play some G&G!
Folks at home, if you're not familiar, Guilds and Goblins, or G&G, is a tabletop role-playing game that I made up.
Yeah, and ZZ's normally the GM, or Game Master, that runs the sort of story adventure you play.
So where is my big sister?
That's the thing, you see. She was waitlisted in the special advanced magic class at the observatorium.
And she got in? Go ZZ!
Yeah, go straight away from my G&G group. Aww. I know ZZ's like your best friend, but we're your friends too, right?
I mean, if a slightly older kid can be friends with a slightly younger kid...
Maybe we'll be the first to pull it off!
I'm messing with you, Skullin. I'm just gonna miss ZZ, but I'm ready to play no matter what.
Okay, so we're doing a Guilds and Goblins adventure today? Should I just go then?
Yeah, I'll see you later, Mr. Eric. I got this.
Pablo, no offense, but do you have any idea how to run a G&G adventure?
Well, I played it a couple of times when you kids got sucked into Guilds and Goblins. So how hard could this be?
That depends. How much time have you spent preparing?
Scully, I'm a grown-up. Of course I'm prepared.
Okay, then let's get going.
Yeah, ZZ handed me her notes on the adventure she'd planned 5 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
But her handwriting's pretty bad, Can't really make it out.
I believe in you, Zach's dad.
You can just call me Papa Lou.
That feels weird if I'm being honest.
Or Lou, Mr. Lou, Guildmaster, whatever you like.
Pablo, maybe you should start by playing the what-if question?
Oh, you see, Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. Eric? This is Guilds and Goblins, so we don't need a what-if question.
No, we usually use one, though.
Oh, ha ha ha. I knew that. I'll just play this one right here.
Hey, I sound real weird. My name is Tristan, and what if you and the gang went golfing and a giant worm came up? Bye.
Tristan, believe it or not, sometimes when I record my voice, it sounds weird to me too. Go figure.
Cool question, Tristan. So we're gonna get to go golfing?
Perfect. That's right up my alley.
Dad, you say you're terrible at golf.
But I'm pretty good at mini golf. So let's find out what if you and the gang went...
Ooh, sorry to interrupt. You know, you're really off to a great start.
You don't have to patronize me.
Okay, you're messing absolutely everything up, but it's still fun for us.
Because we love being right.
And I love when you are wrong.
Then you kids should really love this adventure I've got not planned.
Okay, so here's where we introduce our characters.
I thought you played a goblin, a bag of bones, and a rabbit.
It's true, I once played a werebunny. But this is a new campaign, Papaloo.
Which, of course, means...
that we made new characters!
My name is Zach Jamaloo, but my character's name is Scribno the Doodle Knight. He is a noble stick figure, and his extra-large pencil is his only possession. But with it, he can doodle on himself to appear as different creatures. And as a two-dimensional person, he can turn sideways to become invisible from a certain perspective.
And I am Scully the Squid, and my new character is Penny Pasta. They are a pastapus chef with Italian-themed cooking magic. They wear a chef's coat and hat to contain their form, which is otherwise a writhing mass of noodles.
Kinda like your Uncle Kathunkle, only made of pasta.
Exactly.
Okay, my turn. I'm Lola Rabbit, and my character's name is Amara Stormtide. She is a small blue ocean dragon who can breathe lightning. Her pearl bracelet helps her channel her unpredictable storm magic, and she likes treasure, tuna fish, power naps, and swim flying through her storm obstacle courses.
Wow, sounds like you put a lot of thought into those characters.
We did.
And we also got some help from our patrons.
Oh yeah, just one last chime in here, Papaloo.
Of course.
We got so many patron submissions for character ideas, and we'll be using a few of them throughout the story.
We will.
It's all in ZZ's notes.
But I can't read them.
But the ideas that directly influence these characters were from patron Colin, who suggested magic cooking powers. Theda and Odysseus, who suggested a character turning invisible because they had social anxiety. Nolan P., who suggested a stick figure that uses a pencil. And Evie, age 12, who suggested Amara, the blue dragon, and wrote an incredible description full of wonderful details
that I'm gonna use to make this character so cool. Thank you, Evie.
Now can I start the adventure?
Well, we should let the folks at home know that our real-life die rolls will determine whether we succeed or fail.
And help the story flow and change.
Yeah, I can do this. So let's find out what if you and the gang went golfing and a giant worm came up. And we'll start the adventure after a quick break. So, Noodle and Doodle and Dragon.
It's Penny Pasta.
Scribno the Doodle Knight. And Amara Stormtide, the Ocean Dragon.
So those three names are golfing and then you see a giant worm! Whoa, no!
Wow. Well, I love a good in-media race beginning to an adventure. Scribno the Doodle Knight draws himself a bird head, birds being the natural predators of worms.
And now you start the whipping up of some pasta. A very secret a wiggly worm recipe.
Oh, we can do character voices? Oh boy. Amara Stormtide snorts out two little bolts of electricity from her nostrils as she takes to the sky.
Okay, so just roll some dice and we'll see if you win or lose.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, Zach?
How did we get to the golf course?
Well, you went golfing?
My big sister, Roller Rabbit, who pretty much raised me anyway, she says that more golf courses should be parks, especially near the cities where people need outdoor play spaces, so my character would never play golf.
But you're an ocean dragon!
Yes, and I believe that golf should be played on the ocean, so that more kids and rabbits...
And dragons
can play in the parks.
Okay, so maybe you didn't go to play golf. You were sent there on a mission, a quest. Oh, that's good.
Woo! Can we flash back to that scene?
Can we do that?
You're the guild master.
Yes, we can do that. We flash back to 22 and a half hours earlier. It was the previous morning, but slightly later in the day than it was when the adventure started. Cause adventures don't always follow a 24-hour schedule. And the three of you were sitting around your office.
Excuse me, I am very clearly from an island in the ocean. That's where I keep my treasure.
Oh yes, but your treasure was washed away in a storm. When you lost control of your storm powers once and got separated from your treasure, your island, and even your ocean dragon family.
Ocean orphan. I love a tragic backstory. Nice one, Papa Lou.
Oh, really?
Of course, Mr. Lou. We try to say yes to each other's ideas and guilds and goblins.
It just makes the game more fun.
So, yes, Amara
Stormtide.
Amara Stormtide. You were forced to get an office job to try to restore your family's lost treasure, but also to find them someday.
Oh, yeah. What if our job is looking for monsters?
That's right, Mr. Doodle.
Scribno the Doodle Knight.
That's right, Scribno the Doodle Knight. And you started this, business because...
Because I've always been nervous around three-dimensional people, and that's why I became interested in monsters who are all different, just like me.
And you hired me to cook for the company, but then you realized that my magic cooking powers would be an asset to the team.
You kids are really good at this.
Well, we do have a lot of practice.
So, Scribno, you're sitting at one of those big, old-fashioned wooden detective desks in your shabby office in this run-down old office building when you hear a knuckle gently tap on the cloudy glass window of your door into the hallway.
Adventurers, it appears we have a customer, says Scribno. I think I'm going to do like a knight voice.
That's amazing. I'll try a voice for this person. The only part I could actually make out of ZZ's notes are the names of a couple characters. So one's called Larry Spurtle. That comes from an idea from Luca and Ariel, who said we should make a high-speed tortoise. Zoom! A big turtle person speeds into the office so fast that by the time the bell on the door starts ringing, they're already inside.
Hey, listen, you kids, I like golfing, but now I can't golf because of the worm, so I need you to come and get rid of it.
I'm gonna need you to slow down,
says Amara, because she just woke up from a nap and she's still sleepy.
Yeah, just to tell us who you are, and I make you a nicer bowl of ravioli.
The name's Larry Spurtle, and I've been voted head haver of Fussburg Golf Course.
See? Mr. Spurtle, that wasn't so hard. Now sit down and enjoy your ravioli.
No thanks. The ravioli at Fussburg's Fancy Club is way better.
But you haven't even tried, man. Can I roll to see if, the delicious smells of my ravioli will get this Larry Spurtle to be less of a jerk?
Yes, roll dice.
Any dice?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you roll high, it works. If you roll low, it doesn't.
Okay, we're going old school G&G rules. Guess I spent 2 hours on this character for nothing, but sure.
Easy, Lola.
Yeah, grown-ups can be really slow learners. It's okay, Dad.
I'll know more about the rules next time. Just roll the dice, Scully.
You got it. That's an 18.
Out of 100, that's a hard fail, I'm afraid.
No, out of 20?
Oh, then it works.
Okay, I'm intrigued by how your chef jacket is clean, even though your body is excreting spaghetti sauce.
That's what makes my pasta so good.
I'm not gonna think too hard about that. I'm just gonna eat the ravioli.
So, head haver at Fussburg, you say you have a worm problem.
And I was planning on lowballing you by offering you hardly any treasure at all. But if you can take care of this problem within 24 hours, I'll make sure you each get one treasure.
Is that an official unit of measurement?
Well, actually, if you read the full guidebook...
Well, it does matter because you are all three treasures behind on your office payment. And they're about to shut you down.
Well, I guess that settles it. Maybe I'll never earn enough treasure to replace what I lost. But I can still do what's right and help out this bossy rich dude.
And so we cut to 22 hours later.
Slightly before where the adventure began. Interesting pacing, Papaloo.
Well, you kids said you wanted to figure out how you got there, and it has nothing to do with me also needing to figure that out, so let's go.
We have been searching the golf grounds for hours, and yet there is no sign of a worm, says Scribno the Doodle Knight.
Mr. Doodle Knight. I'm still working on this voice, haven't quite found it.
You're doing great. Keep going, Lola.
Hey, Mr. Doodle Knight, maybe we need to change our approach and try to draw out this worm so it comes to us.
I could make an enticing pasta dish. No worm can resist.
I could scribble a picture of a worm to literally draw the worm out.
But don't them worms not have any eyes, Bosh?
Well, let's think. What did that Larry Spurtle say to us?
Well, he said he likes to golf, but now he can't golf because of the worms. Pretty sure something like that.
So maybe, my fine chaps, we just need to golf.
And it wouldn't hurt if we acted like a couple of fancy pants, like that head halver of the Fussburg golf course.
And so, instead of simply investigating, you start golfing. And what are some things that you do to be extra fancy or obnoxious or something?
I'm gonna make my footsteps as loud as thunder using just a little touch of my storm magic.
And I'm gonna painstakingly measure out every single shot with a long stretchy noodle.
And I will scribble myself a pair of spiky cleats to really churn up the course.
Great idea. So you can each roll?
Sometimes ZZ would let us do a team roll, and we take the highest roll, or like two out of three of us have to do it well.
Take the highest roll. That sounds good.
I got this.
Natural 20!
Out of 20, right?
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
That's good, then.
It means we don't need to roll at all, probably.
Indeed! You children are so obnoxious that when Amara Stormtide imbues her golf ball with thunder magic and sends it rolling across the putting green into a pit of sand, suddenly... a colossal worm, whose mouth has three toothy flaps and is big enough to eat a truck, shoots up out of the sand trap, eating your ball, so you can't call a mulligan.
I got an extra ball right here, so I could still call a mulligan.
No, you can't, cause the worm's gonna eat you.
Bring it on, worm.
Poor thing's probably just bothered by all the golfing.
Maybe she just hungry.
Or maybe you'll never know, because the worm eats you. The end.
What?
You mean Amara Stormtide is...
in a worm's stomach, yes. Slowly being digested over the course of 12 years.
I made a spaghetti. I won't survive being digested.
You, it's not you. It's just your character.
We don't even get a roll?
Oh, but you got a natural 20. So the worm found you and ate you.
Yeah, I think maybe you're gonna want to call a mulligan on this.
No, we yes and each other's ideas.
I'm not feeling very yes-andy right now.
Wait. You do get eaten by the worm.
No.
But wait, that's because your natural 20, as I'm now understanding, means something good happens.
Like what?
Like it takes you to its secret underground lair, where it spits you out before giving each of you a four-worm-lipped scowl and saying,
I thought you three were different. You respected the land and life like the people of old. I was going to ask for your help, but then you betrayed me.
Sorry, Governor. We were told that this land belonged to the Fussburg Golf Course.
And our job was to clear yous out.
But I have been here since this land was simply trees and trails. Your kind came long after, and we once shared the land. We would watch each other, or share the fruits of the trees. But these Fussburgs, they spray the ground with poison water. They trap the gophers and fill in their holes. Every wild thing has been forced to leave. But I refuse. So they send you as what? Mercenaries?
More like exterminators.
Oh, heavens no. We're, monster hunters.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound right.
No. We just trying to figure out the finest beastie recipes.
You would make a meal of me?
No, a meal for you, good mix.
Yeah, with all the finest date and whatnot.
Okay, the giant worm is not convinced.
And you haven't been very reassuring. So roll some dice, and at least two of you have to roll good, or the worm's gonna lose its temper.
Here I go. That's a natural one.
And I'm assuming that's bad.
Well, the rest of us still get to roll. That's a five.
Well, maybe I could roll a natural 20 and save the day. A 13.
The worm peels back its four toothy flaps and lunges. Now, I don't want to have it eat you again, so what should I do?
Well, each of us gets to try a thing.
And based on what we do and how we each roll, something good'll happen, or maybe something bad'll happen. And that's what you decide.
All right, yeah, let's do this.
Why erase my bird head? Because I don't want to intimidate this creature. I just want to stop it. So I draw on a hand for a head. A really big hand that just tries to push the worm back and pinch its mouth closed.
Will I roll?
A 16.
Your giant, sketchy hand manages to close the creature's mouth, but the rest of its mighty body is still writhing around.
I'm gonna whip out my most al dente noodles and try to wrap up its body. I also rolled a 16.
You send out wide, flat fettuccine noodles that are so undercooked, they're completely inedible. Fortunately, it also makes them good at restraining worms. Now, Lola Rabbit, it's your turn, right?
Yeah, so, Amara Stormtide, she's got an idea. She's not gonna try to fight this giant worm monster, no sir. She's gonna summon a storm that'll clear out the whole golf course, making it too wet for anybody to play, and helping wash away all the pesticides and whatnot.
But you roll to see, like, how big the storm is, right?
Sure. That's a three.
Okay, the storm actually isn't that big. It's just right over the worm, and it's drizzling and getting it wet. But worms kind of like when they're wet, so it doesn't help, but it doesn't hurt all that much this round.
What are you doing?
Okay, let me try to explain myself. I'm a storm dragon, and I lost my home too. It's part of my tragic backstory, why I ended up in this city here. So I'm gonna make sure that you don't lose your home too.
But good madam, we need to capture this worm in order to get our three treasures and pay our rent.
And they were gonna let me cook at the fancy restaurant, probably.
Hey, worm, you got a name?
The worms call me Scamlomblastnarabotis, but you can call me Tish.
Listen, Tish, we got a pretty good plane in the works here, but I'm gonna need to get above ground to get my storm mojo really working. Then we're just gonna make this place so rainy that no one's ever gonna wanna play golf here again.
You have such power?
It may take some time, but we shall not give up. In the meantime, could you simply promise not to eat any stray golfers who try to brave the weather?
I'll make you my wormy specialty, extra dirty noodles with the muddy sauce.
Okay, well, each of you roll again, but now only one of you has to roll good, because those are good ideas.
Okay, 11.
13.
9, but, you know, I'll do better once I'm above ground. The worm agrees to go along with your plan. And Lola, I mean Amara Stormtide, you get above ground, riding on the back of this colossal worm. And when your pearl bracelet channels the power of this very damp worm on the windy air, you're able to make the golf course rain and rain and rain.
We did it!
A tricky success, but I'll take it.
Speaking of tricks, we gotta go talk to Larry Spurtle. We cut to inside Fussburg's Fancy Club, where you're all being served a ravioli club sandwich, as Mr. Spurtle begrudgingly brings over your three treasures.
Now, if this worm happens to come back, the contract we signed says you owe me
4 treasures.
Well, that's not fair at all.
But we didn't read the contract, so...
In the rich just get richer, eh? Too bad it turned out to be a rainy day.
Most too bad indeed. What if you turned your putting green into a mini golf course? And just opened up the rest of the course to be a park and trail, as in the days of yore.
Hey, we pay $50 a year for those 40 acres of land due to government loopholes. And you're suggesting I let not rich people walk around on it for free?
I bet a lot of them will come and eat at the Fushberg Fancy Club and buy mini golf gear at your pro shop.
Those businesses are only for the rich and fancy.
You know, I could help you improve your menu. Or you could just sit here and wait for the rain to stop.
It's hard to convince people like this to change their minds, but I'll give you all a roll. Said you came up with some good arguments.
All right. A 9?
A 12?
Yeah, that's another natural one.
I paid you kids my not hard-earned treasure to get rid of a monster. But now I see that there are 3 more monsters on my doorstep. So why don't you scram, cryptid kids?
My dear rude person, that's exactly what we're called.
Yes, thank you for giving us a good name.
Even if it came from your small-minded brain. We're the cryptid kids, and this ain't the last you've seen of us.
And that's where we'll end our adventure!
Wow! Dad, nice job!
Well, don't sound so surprised.
Hey, it's not that. We just all thought you were gonna fail.
Yeah.
Especially when you made that worm eat all of us.
Okay, so I made some mistakes, but we also had a lot of fun. Now let's thank Tristan for his question, all you kids for listening and submitting your ideas,
and Evie, Luca, Ariel, Lucas, Noah, Theta, Odysseus, and Colin for sharing their ideas too.
What If World is Made by Eric O'Keefe and Karen O'Keefe.
And our producer is Miss Lynn.
We'd like to thank everyone for listening, and all you kids at home who are patient with your grown-ups when they're trying out your games.
Until we adventure again.
Keep wondering. Oh, that's fun to say.
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brooke B. Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.